Okay, so Judith Martin Straw with Culver City Crossroads. We're here talking to City Council candidate Jeff Cooper in his last couple of days before the election. So, Jeff, I wanted to ask you, first of all, how does this run feel different from your previous run for the City Council? What are the significant differences here from your other campaign?
Significant differences are that we've been able to be more well thought out and planned than the first time around. It really comes down to that, where the first election, we decided late December that we were going to make a run for city council, versus this time we pretty much knew the day after the last election that I was going to run again, because it was something that I really wanted to do. So we have a larger campaign staff, more well thought out, and it's just given us a lot more liberties to be more organized in the campaign than the first time around.
It sounds good. So there have been a number of speeches that you've used as kind of stump speeches, the thing that you've said over and over again, of what are we looking for in, you know, the future, how are we going to face that. Did you write those yourself, or did you have help with that?
I had help with that. I wrote a lot of it, and, you know, I had a lot of people talk to me about it and add to it, and kind of culled it a little bit from what people said, and this is what we came up with. Although the last month I pretty much decided to throw those speeches out and just talk from my heart, and that seems to be doing just fine.
There you go. Spontaneity can be
absolutely
a lot of fun.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, so you're coming into next Tuesday. It looks like it's really going to be a very close race. So what are you thinking? What does Wednesday morning look like for you, one way or to other?
Wednesday morning means I'm going to wake up and put a full day into work one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday morning means I'm going to make my deliveries for the home delivery program at the senior center, as I do every Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday means, regardless of the outcome, that I'm still committed to the city.
That sounds great. I've talked to a number of other candidates in regard to people step into this because they're concerned, they're passionate about service. They want to be helping the community in some big way. So if you are on the council, will you be giving up these other activities? That's a whole lot to do, including, you know, taking care of daily life.
You know, I've been involved in the Exchange Club in a lot of different facets over the years, and some of those things I'm going to give up. As you know, I was a Park and Recreation Commissioner until I termed out last mm-hmm. June, so I've given up a chunk there because I was very involved as a commissioner. And once the dog park was developed a year and a half ago, I stepped down as a board member, so I have loosened my schedule. I don't plan on altering the home delivery program and giving that up. That's one thing that I get a lot of joy out of, because the people that we deliver the meals to are so, so appreciative.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't see too much altering.
Okay. So what did you learn as a commissioner that you feel you can step forward here into council?
What I learned is to you can have great ideas as an individual, but unless you've got two other people to go along with you, it's not going to get you very far. So it's really taught me how to work as a group. It's taught me how to interact with staff. It's taught me that when I make a decision, it's not just my opinion. I have to take into consideration the reports that staff is bringing me. I have to take into consideration what the constituents of the city are saying and listen to them. And when I get up on the dais, even if I've taken all that into consideration, I have to leave myself open to the speakers that come before us and the fellow members of the body that I'm sitting on and the input that they have, and really make up my mind then and keep an open mind.
All right. So anybody who is still not made their mind up, and there may be even, you know, like five or six of them in the city of Culver City, I think people are pretty committed on down the line, but what would you say to persuade somebody?
What I would say is I just stand on my record alone. Not only have I been involved, but I've been on the lead person on many projects, be it regarding the car show, which wasn't only about putting a car show, but it raises valuable money that we spend directly here in Culver City on children's charities, be it the Youth Health Center, be it scholarships at the Y, from obviously as a founding member of the dog park, my commitment to that. So those are just two things, but I've been able to achieve things as a citizen, and that much I expect to carry over as a councilman to keep doing good things here in Culver City and serving our city well.
Okay, well, we'll be looking forward to next Tuesday, and good luck.
Thank you.